Next person is Robert Matthews. I don't have a date of birth on this gentleman. But Mr. Matthews is an elderly man with a history of stroke, contractures, bedbound. He's swollen all over, consistent with anasarca, consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition. He lives in a group home. The Caroline at the group home, the caretaker tells me that he has not been eating for the past week or two. He's O2 dependent, period. He looks very pale. He's obviously very anemic. He's obtunded, has contractures on the upper and lower extremity. Patient is not arousable at this time. But sometimes in the morning, he's more arousable and will moan. Patient has anxiety, anxiety, chronic pain. Patient sometimes gets agitated, and at one time he was able to scoot off the bed and has a large bruise on his left hip. A patient's current medication includes morphine sulfate, lorazepam, 1 milligram, trazodone, 100 milligrams, Seroquel, 100 milligrams, Norvasc, 10 milligram, Haldol, 2 milligram, Prilosec, 40 milligram, Metoprolol, 25 milligram, Trihexphenidyl, T-R-I-H-E-X-P-H-E-N-A-D-Y-L, and Trihexphenidyl, period. New paragraph, patient is total ADL dependent. He's bedbound, protein with protein calorie malnutrition and bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient is tachycardic at the time of examination with an O2 sat of 90 on 2 liters of oxygen. And by the way, he's O2 dependent at this time. The notes indicates that patient has had a history of smoking and excessive tobacco abuse and drinking in the past, period. Overall prognosis for Mr. Matthews is quite poor. He most likely has days to weeks to live. That's Robert Matthews.